Welcome back to the Status Bro Show on KFXR 1190 AM Dallas Fort Worth. I am your host Kevin Ebeling, joined as always with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host Andrew.
How's it going? Broseph Gordon with it.
We have our producer sitting in for one of the last times. Go ahead and say hello, Ryan.
Hey guys.
And as soon as he came in the door this week, Andrew kind of had a puss on. I was wondering, what's going on with you, man? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just a bad day at work.
Was it a personal thing? Not, I mean, it was a work thing, not personal.
Yeah, well, a little bit of somebody stole one of our trucks, which that's not good because if we don't find it, that comes out of my paycheck. And
wait, how is that possible? How can that be your fault if someone stole a truck?
He stole somebody else's identity and used it to rent the vehicle, which that I couldn't have caught, but it wasn't his name on the credit card, and I don't know how, I just didn't notice it. And this was like 2 months ago, because in the meantime, we kept on running the card, and it kept on going through, and then today, Amex called us and was like, yeah, this guy called and canceled all these charges.
These are the kind of trucks that there people rent to move things and stuff, right?
Yeah, well,
why would anyone want to steal that?
This was a one-ton flatbed, and I have no idea what he's doing with it. It's probably sitting in a field in Topeka somewhere, and they'll find it in like 3 years.
Yeah, is that like a thing that's in high demand at a chop shop? Like you roll through with a moving truck? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either.
A one-ton flatbed?
Yeah.
Good lord.
And then we had a disagreement with the customer, and it's the first time in a long time I've been worried that Goob like might actually physically attack me. But that wasn't fun.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. That is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I had a stressful day, too. I screwed something up at work that I didn't know about, and that always kind of that weighs on me. And, you know, I've mentioned this a couple times. I've been kind of depressed lately about getting older, which I know sounds dumb because I'm still relatively young, but I'm getting close to 30.
Notice how he tried to make himself feel better there?
You're not getting close to 30.
What are you talking about? I'm going to be 29 next week.
Yeah, you're going to be 29 in a week. That doesn't mean that you're, you know, a week from 30.
Okay, well, a week from Saturday, I have my 10-year high school reunion.
That is nuts.
Which AJ is no longer going to, apparently.
You know you can buy tickets at the door, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I could.
Is that, you think they just did that to sell tickets, posted things like, only two more days to buy tickets?
Well, you saw how many people had actually signed up to go, and how few of those are people who actually went to the school.
Well, yeah. I mean, man. It's
going to be a disaster, man.
I know on Facebook it said 70 people going, and anytime you see how many people are going to an event on Facebook, it's going to be a fraction of that actually
absolutely
show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you go to the ticket buying site you saw, it shows you how many people actually bought tickets. It's like 45 people, and like 20 of them are people's dates.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were two for me, so.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to go. I'm not excited about it at all.
Yeah?
Yes, I would say it's just going to be a giant, I think it's kind of a big penis measuring contest, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of think so?
I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about
everyone
high school
wants
unions
to be like, hey, my life's better than yours, and hey, here are my kids, and how many kids I'm gonna have to hear about that
a
I don't
lot
care.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of their kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to see pictures. I don't want to hear what they're up to.
But you see, the thing is, the dudes with kids are actually gonna be kind of humble. They may have actually changed. The dudes who didn't are gonna be sitting there telling you, oh yeah, I make six figures, and my girlfriend is super hot. She couldn't be here tonight, but she is hot. Trust me.
Well, see, I don't have kids and I don't make six figures, so apparently I'm not going to be a big hit at the party.
You know, if you don't want to hear any of those things, why are you going?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't understand why you want to go to this.
I feel like it's one of those events that's a big deal. It only happens maybe once or twice in your life, so
I'm pretty sure just once.
Yeah. No, there's a 20-year as well.
Yeah, but a 10-year reunion only happens once. 20 years, half of us will be dead.
I mean, these big reunions, there's only two that I'm potentially going to go to. If there's a 35-year reunion for FMHS Class of 04, I'm obviously not going to feel inclined to attend.
I would actually probably go to that one.
Why would... I don't understand Andrew's logic, but let's move on. I talked about this a little bit on Ustream earlier this week, where we stream our show live, and I received a book as a groomsman gift from a wedding called Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy. And we discussed a couple of these that weren't really skills. They were more just almost like instructions. Like this one on the cover says, get a tattoo, buy a used car. I don't know. Is that saying that they can tell me a skill for buying a used car or a skill for buying... What's a skill for buying a tattoo? I'd be very curious to know.
Wait, what's the skill to getting a tattoo? You just lie there. Anybody can do it.
I mean, you could pick something really douchey, though. You don't want to get something tribal.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah. No, I already established that we can say douchey.
I mean, no, I was thinking it was more on the lines of just like, I don't know, handling the pain of a tattoo, you know, because I hear it's a painful process. But I mean, even that is not really a skill. You just kind of do it or you don't. I don't know.
So you got to choose a good artist. If you just walk into a tattoo parlor and say, I want this one, you're going to get what you pay for.
I guess
so. And I feel like if you are going to mark your body for the rest of your life, shell out a few extra bucks to make sure you get a nice tattoo artist.
Yeah, it probably can't hurt.
If there's a $300 tattoo that I think is cool and there's a guy who says, I'll do it for $50, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you're going to think that's strange.
I'm going to think that's very strange.
Let me see your portfolio, sir.
Yeah, you're going to want some samples of their previous work.
I believe everyone here is a fresh canvas, correct? No one actually has a tattoo?
No. Well, Ryan might.
Do you? Yeah, nope, I don't have one.
No, I don't have one.
Nope.
You ever wanted to get one?
Yes. I've thought about getting a TSBS tattoo before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just a little one on my shoulder.
Nice.
I love tattoos, man.
Would you actually get one?
Absolutely. I would have a sleeve if I didn't have such a bad experience with the piercings I had.
See, I've thought about it before many times. I just can't commit to anything. There's nothing that's that important to me.
You had a bad experience with piercings?
You see the scar on the cartilage ear right there?
I was going to say, yeah. I bet it was cartilage.
Yeah, I had a piercing right there, and yeah, it turned into this huge keloid, and I had to have a plastic surgeon take it off, and I talked to my mom, and apparently same thing happens to her. Like, her ears aren't pierced or anything like that, because every time she does, it turns into something ugly.
Weird.
I had my ear, just a regular lobe, pierced twice in my life, and I never had any problems with it.
Just one ear?
You can still stick the hole, through the hole if you want. I mean, it's still functional, but yeah, just one ear.
Yeah, I remember this kid pierced his own ear with like a thumbtack or something.
That was the
like
first
that.
Time indeed, yes. And did I actually really? Pierced it with an earring itself that I stole from my sister. I heated it up with a lighter and stuck it through my ear.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It didn't work out well for me.
It was pretty horribly infected for a while there. It actually did heal up, but still. I think you should have paid the $10.
I tried to keep it in for like 6 days, and yeah, by that sixth day, my mom was like, take that out or you're going to the hospital. And I was like, oh, okay.
But all right.
If you're measuring by fruit sizes, once my ear got to be about the size of an apricot is when she was like, yeah, you're probably done. So yeah, then the second time I was drunk in Key West, and my girlfriend at the time thought it would be funny for me to get my ear pierced, and she was like, hey, get your ear pierced. And I said, yeah, if you pay for it, I'll do it. It's like something Andrew would say. But I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And sure enough, the next day I woke up and was like, why the hell is my ear pierced? And then, oh yeah, that's right.
If it was me, I would have done like, I would have said like your belly button or something like that.
That would have been funny.
I would have paid for that.
Absolutely. Way more painful.
But then I would have been like, okay, we got to go to every bar and you got to show everybody.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do a bit on this show. This reminds me, before we get back to our book of 307 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy, by Paul O'Donnell. I wanted to do a challenge sometime where we do a game or whatever, and whoever loses has to get like one of those henna type tattoos that you can go to the mall and get that lasts like weeks.
Yeah.
Someone has to get a tram stamp of that, like a butterfly on the small of your back in the middle of the summer.
Okay, a butterfly? That's what you want the tram stamp
to
be?
Oh, it's got to be the butterfly.
Okay, I was going to say, out of all the things, I figured you'd go for something a little bit more, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think the butterfly is pretty feminine.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right.
Other than actually getting a vagina tattooed there, I think that's about as feminine as it gets for tramp stamps.
Yeah, you're probably not
wrong.
Can
you say that on the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an anatomical, I mean, it's a scientific term, Andrew.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay, so for the tattoo one, though, I just turned to the page, and it actually is a little bit of kind of instructions. It says, Classic Skill from the Modern Guy, number 26, how do I pick a tattoo?
Mm.
And by the way, I want to do this every week now. Every week we're going to have a new skill to discuss.
So it's picking a tattoo, not getting a tattoo.
Right.
Huh.
And is that what it said on the cover as well?
On the cover, it says, get a tattoo.
See, that it misrepresented itself. That's not cool at all.
Well, I guess picking one is part of the process of getting one. So
no.
Maybe on the next page it tells you how to actually, you know, receive a tattoo.
Well, it says Chris Nunez here is the author of this this little excerpt, and he says he's an expert witness. So would you like to hear what Chris has to say about it?
Absolutely.
He says, don't try to clone what you see on TV or what some celebrity has. Well, yeah, I don't want something I've already seen someone else. When it's you who's going to wear the design, do the research until you're sure about what you're looking for, what style and what subject matter, and find the best artist for that style, good Andrew said. We'll translate and make it fit. Keep it clean and classic. Don't put too much detail in a small area or mix genres, such as dragons with roses, with dates or someone's name on it. You want a nice, neat package, not 10 different tattoos in one spot. Then find an artist who'll translate your idea and make it fit. I have to say, this is pretty sound advice.
Yeah, it's not bad. You never wanted to imitate a tattoo you got from a movie?
Oh, I totally have.
I was
going to
say, I understand. I know people that have done that.
Oh, movies where you see all the coolest tattoos.
Exactly. Those things are, like, designed by people who have, you know, just cool things in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not that clever.
Oh, that reminds me of another thing I had real quick to get to.
Yeah.
We'll have the tattoo be our skill for this week.
All right.
You know how I said I'm getting close to 30? And I saw a list today that I thought was interesting. It says 8 ways to get the most out of your 20s. Now, after Tuesday, I only have one more year to get the most out of my 20s.
That's true.
Now, I don't know that I agree with most of these, but some of them I do. First one. Enjoy those nights where you laugh and talk about nothing with your close friends. See, that's something that I love doing in my 20s, but I don't see why I can't do that in my 30s.
Yeah, we do that once a week.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. That's what our show is all about.
It's true.
Plus we throw booze into the mix, but yeah, talk and laugh with your friends is pretty much the basis of our entire program. Yeah.
You guys want to have like a 5-hour phone conversation sometime?
Yeah, we should. We'll conference you in,
yeah,
we'll get something going.
Maybe we'll do a Google Hangout.
But it says here, your 20s are the best time to have these conversations because it seems like a lot of people lose their imagination and spontaneity after 30 for some reason. Mm. That's what I'm afraid of.
You know why that happens?
I need my imagination and my spontaneity.
Because they get married. Have kids.
Have kids, that's right.
Imagination's dead at that point.
Everyone gets, they get sucked into the vortex, which is what I was talking about, the reunion.
Yeah, see, when you have kids, like, you can't just decide one day, you know what, I'm going to quit my job, go travel the world. You got a little man depending on you.
That is true.
That's a lot of when people are talking about, you know, their, how much their wife or their kids or whatever, they're just disguising the fact that what they're really saying is, I have a wife I'm sick of having sex with, a job that I hate, and my kid is my entire life. That's what you can pretty much summarize.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I don't know. Maybe their wife's really hot.
That's a possibility.
Maybe their wife. Yeah, but no matter how hot any girl is ever, some guy is sick of having sex with her.
You think?
Yes.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know, it's a sad, horrible thing, a terrible realization, but yeah. I would say it's definitely true.
Yeah.
We got about 1 minute. Want to try to squeeze in one more of these?
Please.
Do things you love, and eventually you'll meet the person you want to be with. Now, this I don't care about. I don't do the things I love to try to meet someone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really think I'm going to meet the girl I love at, you know, when I'm absolutely shmammered or at a death metal show. Or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I love doing radio and it worked, but I don't think that's how I'm going to meet the woman of my dreams. I don't know.
Kevin,
that.
I think you and I should talk after the show.
Oh, yeah, okay, haha.
You don't ever do things to try to meet somebody?
Actually, you know, meeting chicks through radio has been pretty good to me so far, but
it's not bad.
Not for a long-standing relationship, that's for sure.
Well, we know where your priorities are.
Okay, the next one, we'll do one more. We got about 30 seconds.
But really, we do.
Travel to see friends that have moved. I never, ever do that.
I moved. Yeah, you know, yeah, you're never going to come see me. What am I talking about?
What do you mean? You live down the street from me now.
Yeah,
I'll see you all the time. I think this means more distant moved.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, Agent, I've been friends forever. I never once went to visit him when he was gone.
Yeah.
Any of my friends.
I haven't been out to Reno to see B-San. I got a friend in Atlanta. I haven't been out to see him. I mean,
all right, well, we got to wrap it up. We got to come to a close, but we have a ton of stuff to get to in the next half. I'm going to go a little bit more of this list about ways to get the most out of your 20s. We also have some news with Andrew. Stay with us. You're on the Status Bro Show.
Stick around for more Bro Show here on 1190 AM.
And we're back on the Status Bro Show on KFXR 1190 AM. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Our other co-hosts,
Andrew Biergren.
And if you remember before the break, oh, I'm sorry, we also have our producer sitting in. Ryan, say something from way over there.
Oh, hey.
Okay. And before the break, we were discussing eight ways to get the most out of your 20s.
We got through two of them?
I think we got through three.
Nice.
We said, enjoy the nights where you laugh and talk with your close friends, and we said, hey, we already do that. That's the show. Then we said, do things you love, and eventually you meet the person you want to be with, and none of us cared about that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then travel to see friends that have moved, which none of us do.
No.
And I don't really care. I don't think this is how to maximize my 20s. I really don't. There has to be better stuff than this.
Well, maybe we should just blow through the rest of this and see if there's anything good.
All right. Realize that you're not going to be able to plan your entire life.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. I can totally plan my entire life.
Really? The whole thing?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, first thing, I have to go drop something off to our boss at the station early in the morning. Then I'm going to go home. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to run a live show, and then I'll go home.
You're on your way.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much my whole day.
No plans for Friday night?
No, not really. Well, I'm going to be back at the station at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. And then Monday, Wednesday, and yeah, I got to do a bunch of early morning stuff coming up. Anyway, this next one is absolutely absurd. Write a letter to someone consistently. Who does that? How is this? You guys want to scrap this? I've had enough.
Can you write letters anymore? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I have an article about six first dates that'll help get you laid. I think that's way better.
We should jump to that.
Yeah, let's jump to that.
Yeah. Write a letter.
The title of the article is Bros, Dinner and a Movie Isn't Enough. Here are some better date ideas that will get you laid.
All right.
I mean, thank goodness.
Who couldn't use some of this advice? Well, I mean, Zach has a girlfriend, so I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, but I could still use some advice on getting laid.
I think AJ and I always have the same go-to for a first date. Want to get a drink?
That's pretty simple.
Yes, exactly. Like if she says, I don't really drink, then
But I mean, it's... See, you can ask a girl out for a drink, and a drink could evolve into dinner that night, or it could just be a drink, and if that's a nice drink and you want to hang out again, then you invite her to dinner.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much perfect.
It's a good structure.
And a drink is just long enough that if it's like not working at all, you can finish the drink and say, well, hey, it was nice meeting you, and
yeah,
you still have the rest of your night to do whatever
you
want.
See you around, yeah.
A drink loosens you up, you know? Sometimes you see people's true colors. Sometimes people get way more annoying, though. I think that's a great way to start.
Well, I don't know about you, but there's been times when I've been on the dates and I'm like on my third beer when she's still finishing her first, and I'm thinking like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I do that too. The girls will nurse drinks, and it makes me feel like either they're really boring or I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, like
or a little both. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's just, yeah. It's not a good match. Like, yeah. You know, you don't have to drink three at the same time as me, but finish the first at least.
It's not even doing its job if you're gonna drink it that slow.
Yeah.
You're sobering up before you're even done with a drink.
Maybe you just had a little bit too much liquid courage. Do you pick up the...
No, because I didn't, like, throw my arm around her and be like, all right, now we're gonna make out.
All right, maybe. Do you guys pick up the tab?
That's
on
definitely
this?
Not on the list, by the way. Of course you have to pick up the tab.
You do?
Yes.
Nice. But if it's going bad, you still have to pick it up if it's going
bad. You know what?
Bad, right?
Many of
especially
them...
if it's going bad. Otherwise, you look like you're being petty.
Totally agree. And many of my recent ones, the girl will offer, say, oh no, let me get that or let me split that. But you're just going to look like a chump if you do that.
Of course.
You just can't do it.
You can't.
There's no way I could go home with a smile on my face knowing that I split the check to take a girl out for a drink.
You can't show weakness like that.
Only time I considered it was that time at Common Table where the bill was like 100 something bucks. And that was mostly because of the food. And I was like, ugh.
Well,
no, I got it.
I went out with one chick where the first we went out for the drink where she picked it, and it was this bar in Uptown, and man, my bill was like $48 for a couple of drinks that we had.
Wow.
And that was just terrible. And then that's when I decided, girls like when guys take charge a little bit. I'm going to pick the place for our next time we go out. So the next time we went out, I picked this place that was really popular in Dallas called Maple and Motor. It's a hole-in-the-wall burger joint, but it's really popular. And that was perfect. It was $3 for a pint of Guinness, and our meals together were like, it was like 14 bucks.
That is impressive.
And we got to eat and drink.
Did things work out with this chick?
No.
Oh.
Well. I mean, she was cute and everything. We had a really good time. I just got so busy with work and whatnot, I never asked her out again. I just kind of forgot about it.
I'm always so busy with work, I just can't do it. It's my life. It's so busy.
Maple and Motor, you said?
Yeah, Maple and Motor. It's a really good place in Dallas.
Nice. Yeah, look into that. Sounds like a sweet joint.
I'm not making that up. I didn't get blown off or anything, I promise.
No,
I would have told you.
I think he's... Anyways.
Were you implying that it wasn't as perfect as he thought he was?
No.
Are you implying that I was occupied with another female, therefore I didn't care?
Something to that effect, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so number one on our list of dates that will help to get you laid. Number one, try something active. That sounds terrible.
I was going to be going to church.
Active?
Yeah, right.
Maybe church is later on.
Maybe church is an aphrodisiac.
What, like jogging?
It says, sure, everyone loves to plant themselves in a seat and eat. Well, I was thinking more sit and drink, but it's our default human mode as males. However, there is nothing better than a woman who loves to do things. I guess. I don't know. I mean,
depends on the things.
You know, give me a woman who's in shape who loves to watch Netflix and drink beer.
I'd love that.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's a match made in heaven. No, not just the things you were thinking of right now. Ha-ha. What a cheese ball, whoever wrote this.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Wow, which website is this on?
A hike is a perfect date spot?
No.
A hike?
A hike.
It's not even a spot.
That would really weird me out
if a
girl was like, okay, but let's go hiking.
I really want to go for a hike. A nice romantic hike? That sounds horrible.
Maybe when we're married.
Yeah. When I've completely exhausted anything that could possibly be fun to do in my life, I would consider taking a hike.
We haven't actually taped 17 minutes at this point, have we?
Possibly.
That's all included, Andrew.
Oh.
That's all in.
Yeah.
Never mind, listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for jumping in with
you
that.
Don't seem like the kind of guy who hikes.
No, I've never been on a hike in my entire life.
Yeah, I believe that.
I was in Boy Scouts, so I've been on many hikes, and I did not find them to be romantic experiences.
I've been on a few hikes. No, never romantic. I bet you've never been camping, either.
So can we all agree no one's going to try something active to... I mean, what am I going to do? Like, let's go ride horses. Let's play tennis or something.
Yeah, let's do some cardio together.
About as active as I'm willing to get with a girl, I would say let's go bowling.
That's not bad.
I could do bowling, but when you're really terrible at bowling, you look like a tremendous douche.
Yeah, but you can be very humble if you're bad at it.
That is true. You can roll that into a bit. You can make that funny.
Yeah.
You can be charmingly befuddled. You're like Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can totally make that work.
I could do like a bike ride at White Rock or something like that, but
that's not bad.
To my mind, that would be like a fifth, sixth date, not first by any means.
Yeah, that would almost be once I've established a relationship.
Exactly,
with a girl,
right? Because she's basically my girlfriend at that point. I might do that.
All right, number two is, and I can see this maybe working, conquer a fear. So is that saying like maybe bungee jump with a girl or...
As a first date?
Yeah, as a first date.
First date?
Well, it'd be memorable, I can say that.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go.
Also, bungee jumping is pretty expensive, though. So
it says they suggest here maybe go down to a local watering hole and cliff dive.
Cliff dive?
I like how every one of these is related to heights. Or scuba diving, surfing. Who's afraid of that stuff?
Yeah, let's do all that here in North Texas.
Yeah.
How is scuba diving a good first date? That sucks.
Scuba diving is a terrible first
date. There's no conversation there.
Also, you need PADI certification to go scuba diving. Not a lot of people have that.
Right, yeah, let's like a whole day worth of classes for that.
Take her out to the ball game. That I can see is a good first date.
That's not
It's going to cost you a boatload.
That's like 4 or 5 hours worth of occupation there. You really want a first date to go that long? Well, better go well, otherwise it's going to be the most awkward experience.
Anything she puts in her mouth at that game is going to be super expensive. Well,
that's... Hey, keep it easy, clean, boys yeah. and girls.
Number four, this is absolutely ridiculous. Invite her home right off the bat. Is that possible?
What, first date?
I thought that's what Tinder was for.
Yeah, come on down to my place.
I could see that maybe, but if I said, hey, come over and I'll make you dinner at my place, that's automatically creepy for a first date.
And that's still dinner.
That's almost putting out either a serial killer vibe or I'm only looking to get some vibe.
Or I'm really, really confident that I'm going to have sex with you vibe. That's.
Or I'm broke as hell vibe.
Yeah. Either way, that one's bad. Yeah,
what is she going to want to do at your place?
Yeah, all right. There is no positive connotation to that, unless you live in like the penthouse of the W Hotel or something.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not going to be trying any of those for my next first date. Let's go ahead and move on to news with Andrew.
All right, talk amongst yourselves for just a moment. Got to pull up the web pages.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Zach, how's moving, my man?
Oh, it's horrible, man.
It really is the worst thing
moving
ever.
Moving is no fun. The past 2 days have been awful. How's your life?
You know me. I live to work.
Little trouble at work, but you seem like you're on the level.
Yeah, I'm getting over it. It'll be fine.
You bounce back.
You know I just hate making mistakes at work. I hate it.
Don't we all?
I really hate it.
I know.
All right, go ahead, Andrew.
Travel and Leisure magazine has named their best cities in the world.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Anybody care to venture a guess as to what is number one?
Houston.
Los Angeles.
Mr. Producer, would you like to chime in?
Or New York, maybe. I don't know.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes, none of you are even on the same continent. It is, in fact, Kyoto, Japan.
Really?
I wouldn't imagine anywhere in Asia was the best city. I'm sorry.
And this was actually a shock
coming.
To me. Apparently, it knocked off Bangkok, Thailand for the title. Thailand lost
what?
Because they had a military coup this year. That doesn't sound like
a good thing. Dude, I saw the Hangover 2. I don't want to go to Bangkok.
No.
In any case.
Las Vegas on there anywhere? I mean, anywhere fun?
They didn't actually publish the whole list. They just have the top ones on here. But I'll get to those in just a moment. Anyways, Kyoto, a city on Japan's Honshu Island, famed for its ancient temples and spring cherry blossoms, was praised by LNT for being an emerging style scene that's cutting edge.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I don't want to go there. Yeah, hey, what's next on the list?
Charleston, South Carolina.
I don't want to go there either.
several tourism heavyweights, including Rome and Florence, maintaining the places in the top 10. Also appearing on the list, New Orleans, Mexico City, Seville, Spain. Mexico City, really?
These sounds like places I should steer. I'm going to get Ebola,
Darby,
or I'm
going to
get murdered, or one of those things is going to happen in these places.
Yeah. All right,
this was a terrible story. I'm sorry.
No, it's
anyways.
Fine.
Was there anywhere cool on that list, though? Something where you would expect, like New York or Vegas?
Vegas would be sweet.
Darby, Montana?
Good Lord. Move on. Next story. We only got about a minute left, man. Give me something.
Yes, as many of you have heard, there was an outbreak of the Ebola virus in Africa. Kevin himself was expressing some concerns to us about that.
I am concerned.
But in any case, a couple Americans are now being flown back to the United States from Liberia in a special plane equipped with an isolation pod. They've already been infected with Ebola,
and Twitter exploded with
questions about the deadly virus, which, according to the World Health Organization, is believed to have killed hundreds in 4 West African nations. With reactions to the news that varied from, why are they doing this? Somebody asked on Twitter.
Good question.
As in, why is the United States actually bringing its citizens back home? Robin on Twitter, you're not very smart. U.S. officials
Shocking
have remained
response.
Numb on the issue. Mum, rather. A source told CNN that a medical charter flight left from Cartersville, Georgia.
I'm telling you guys, this Ebola thing is real. One of us in this room probably has it right now.
Yeah, you're probably
it's
right.
21-day incubation period.
I bet it's the producer.
Yeah, I bet it is, too.
In any case, they're heading to a hospital at Emory University in Atlanta, so I should probably call my friend in Atlanta and tell him not to go out there anytime soon.
So now Georgia? What do you guys think, right? I'm not that paranoid about
thing. That is a little strange. I bet they're bringing him back for the CDC to study him or something, though. There's got to be a logical reason.
This is the beginning of the end of the world. You see, Ebola is going to mutate into the zombie apocalypse, man.
That would be cool.
That would not be cool.
It's not. Ebola is not the beginning of the end.
Have you ever taken a look at me? I'm not going to last 2 seconds in the zombie apocalypse.
I think you'd be fine.
Maybe. I may be fine as a zombie.
You live on the top floor.
He's barely alive
now.
He can't afford to catch Ebola.
All right. Well, on that note, that's pretty much all the time we have left for this week. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-hosts.
Don't catch Ebola, Internet.
And our producer, Ryan.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.